Welcome, big thinkers, to Life with Innovation. I am your host, Daniel. In today's podcast, we are going to talk about the boom in the prosthetics industry. Thank you for stopping by. If you want to support the podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. I am on all the platforms. Without further delay, let's get into today's show. The prosthetic industry in the last decade or so has been making major strides in development. I remember growing up in the early 2000s and hearing that they used to cost thousands of dollars for a plastic, uncomfortable leg. To customize them, they'd go up in a hefty price. And unfortunately, two of the greatest pitfalls of the prosthetic industry was the medical industry being heavily linked to government institutions and their lack of entrepreneur involvement. The fact of the matter is, government moves slow, which slows down progress and development of products and services. Private companies started to step in and develop products for this need. And since then, it has become so much easier for people to find a variety of products and at a very competitive price. So let's discuss a few companies that are currently paving the way in the prosthetic market. And first up is Open Bionics. And this company is based out in the UK that 3D prints upper extremity prosthetics, so mainly the arms, hands, and such. Founded in 2014, they are the first clinically approved 3D printed bionic arm with multi-grip functionality and an empowering aesthetic. You can grab, pinch, high-five, fist bump, thumbs up, the works. Open Bionics scans your limb, and they can create a prosthetic limb specifically just for you. What's really interesting about this company is, first off, its price. They claim to be half-priced in comparison to the next competitor. Also, they pride themselves in being unique. I'm on the website currently right now, and you can have a design special to you, or like your favorite superhero, like Iron Man. If you want an Iron Man arm, you can have that particular arm just for you. If you have a specific design that you have in mind, a specific color scheme, anything like that, they're really, really cool. They're called the hero arm. So I think that's a really cool marketing tactic, right? That's pretty amazing. They're also featured in Alita Battle Angel, which happens to be my favorite movie right now, and Star Wars. So they have a pretty big presence right now, and they're really, 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 really cool. I suggest you guys check them out. You do have to submit a request in order to get pricing info, but they do claim to be competitively priced. So Ubionics is a bit more interesting since it puts the personalization and experience of creating the prosthetic in your hands. This cuts out the price of manufacturing, which is where the hefty price of prosthetic limbs comes from. Ubionics sends you everything: the 3D print files, the code required, the technical drawings, the writing diagrams, and assembly handbook, just to name a few. And this is just for the hand. And you build everything like a Lego set. This handset, for example, would cost you around $397. Wowzer, that's an amazing price there, which is not bad at all, especially, and not only that, but you can get to build it all yourself. Obviously, I know what's on everyone's mind right now, and I'm hearing this. Yes, you will need to have a 3D printer to get started on this, which also has made big strides in innovation, because a starter kit, like an entry-level one, can cost you anywhere between $200 to $500. Very basic one. I think it also depends on the size of the material that you'd want to have. I did a quick Google search, and the $200 to $500 ones, those ones are not that bad price as well as what they're capable of. And then if you want a professional one, they're starting at $1,500. So take that into account when I'm telling you this $397 price tag. So let's talk about the innovation now and where this industry could go. So the prosthetic industry has a market size of about $6.6 billion, and it's expected to grow to $13.3 billion by 2027. That's about a 4% growth rate in the next 7 years. And with this, with the rise of automobile accidents and sports being one of the, well, some of the biggest drivers in the market, we can expect this industry to continue to innovate. But the question is, what kind of innovation will we see? Right now, we're just addressing the current issues that we are encountering and providing value for people in need. As private companies begin to hit that cap at which they're able to provide that service, they will have more time to innovate. So what makes a what makes up a prosthetic limb, right? It's casing, it has mechanisms that capture muscle movements, which turn that into movable prosthetic pieces. It's also data and code. And once these mechanisms get smaller, which we have seen in many other technologies, we can expect room for growth. So imagine with me, wouldn't it be interesting if prosthetic limbs would be able to download a program that can help you play any instrument you want? Of course, you know, how about someone who has a previous no hand-eye coordination, for example? That's another example there. Could the prosthetic hand fix that? Let's take it a step further. What if these prosthetics were more elastic? It may sound like we're talking science fiction here, but we already have been making robots that grow longer to climb objects. So once we surpass the first cap of innovation and perfecting the hand's complexity of movements, we'll move into enhancing what was, right? This is what the speculations are. At that point, what can we really expect out of this industry? It really is truly amazing stuff. And as consumers in this market, it's good to keep an eye out for companies that are willing to innovate in this way, because I can guarantee you that if you like to invest, if you start investing in these startups, you will be a part of the future. I want to remind you that that is how we help the development of the future. That's how you have a hand in it. You invest in those little ways. So I think that's really interesting. I think, you know, sometime in the near future, not only will they fix, obviously, amputees and stuff like that, they can also be additional things, right? If they're able to make a prosthetic arm that can still, you know, read the messages in your brain, for example, you can basically have a third arm or something. I think it's still really, really cool stuff. We can just guess and speculate of how much growth we can see out of the prosthetics industry, and we can only imagine what's going to happen with the orthotics industry, which is another podcast that I do have planned out. So stay tuned for that one as well. But that was the topic of today. So I appreciate your support. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review. I post every Wednesday. Hope you feel that much more excited for the future. I'll see you all in the next podcast. And remember, life is always better with innovation.